Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Bob Rathbun here in Atlanta. We're so excited as the month of March is here. Obviously, tournament time. But for us here at the Naismith Awards, we begin to roll out our annual awards. And we're so excited today on the podcast to announce our High School Player and Coach of the Year honorees. The Atlanta Tip-Off Club today announcing that Sarah Strong of Grace Christian School in Sanford, North Carolina, and Cooper Flagg from Mount Verde Academy in Florida have been named the winners of the 2024 Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Player of the Year trophy for the high school boys and girls. Our congratulations to both great players. Sarah is the top-ranked player in the class of 2024 in the ESPN rankings, and she becomes the first player from North Carolina and her school, Grace Christian, to win the Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Girls Player of the Year Award. Sarah led her team in her senior season to a third consecutive state championship with a perfect 30-0 record. Meanwhile, Cooper Flagg is ESPN's top-ranked boys high school player in the class of 2024, and he becomes the fifth player from Mount Verde to win the boys award, following Derek Whitehead, Cade Cunningham, R.J. Barrett, and Ben Simmons. Cooper Flagg is headed to Duke, and he is going to be playing in the Geico Championships at the end of March for Mount Verde. Congratulations to both Sarah and to Cooper. For the Coach of the Year, we congratulate Sue Phillips and Kevin Boyle. They have been named the 2024 Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Coaches of the Year. Sue is a former honoree at Archbishop Mitty out in San Jose, California. And of course, Kevin Boyle is making history with what he is doing down at Mount Verde, the head coach of the number one team in the country. Kevin Boyle wins our award for the fourth time. Amazing. First, for Sue, she becomes the first coach on the girls' side to be named the Jersey Mike's Naismith Girls Coach of the Year multiple times. She was our award winner in 2018. She's already in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame 31 seasons this year as the head coach at her alma mater, Archbishop Mitty, number one in the country by ESPN, and they are currently 30-0. As for Kevin, he has won this award now four times. He won it in 2018 and 2020 at Mount Verde, and he also won in 2021 when he was coaching St. Patrick High School in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Boyle has led Mount Verde to a 30-0 record this season. They're number one in the country. They've been named by ESPN and USA Today as the team of the decade in high school basketball. And the Eagles are going to finish their season at the High School Nationals. That's in early April, the 4th through the 6th in Indiana, as Mount Verde goes for yet another national championship. Mount Verde, led by Coach Boyle, won it six different times beginning in 2013. So our congratulations to Sue Phillips and Kevin Boyle, our 2024 Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Boys and Girls Coaches of the Year. And when we come back after this from Jersey Mike's, we will hear from Kevin Boyle. He is my guest right after this from Jersey Mike's.
Good news. There's a Jersey Mike's coming to your area. You probably got a ton of questions, so I'll try to answer some. Yes, the meat and cheese for every cold sub is freshly sliced right in front of you. Yes, we grill every hot sub right in front of you. No, we do not accept pirate doubloons for payment. Yes, we have catering, 12 subs in a box. No, our restaurants are not haunted, I hope. Okay, congrats on the New Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Our Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Boys Coach of the Year joins us on the podcast, and he is no stranger to this award. It's Kevin Boyle from Mount Verde down in Florida. Kevin, our heartiest congratulations, and what an honor for us to have you on the podcast today. You are a four-time winner now of the Jersey Mike's Naismith Boys Coach of the Year Award. That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for having me, and thanks to Jersey Mike's and the Naismith Award. It's, you know, it's a great honor to be recognized by the committee, and you know, just a tribute to the coaching staff I have was just outstanding this year, and the players we have. We have just a lot of talent, and you know, so far we've been having a very good season.
Yes, you're having an outstanding year, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But you're so right, and I think any coach who accepts any kind of Coach of the Year award does it on behalf of the entire team, because you can't win without great players, that's for sure. And then you've got a lot of people working with you to make this program click, and it's nice of you to really honor your assistant coaches and support staff too.
Yeah, like I said, we got, you know, I have both my sons, Kevin Jr. and Brendan, Joe Katuka and Shay, that are our primary coaches, and you know they do an outstanding job. My son Kevin is, you know, he's really ready to run his own program. I mean, he's constantly coming up with new plays. So the other day, I think we outscored somebody 12-0 out of bounds underneath, and he actually put in 4 new plays the day before, change our out of bounds plays for a team that we had played before. You know, so he's done an outstanding job. Joe Katuka and you know, Brendan and Shay, they're just, you know, terrific every day in practice. So we have a really good staff.
You're not ready to hang up the whistle, are you?
No, I'm not ready. You'll have to find another school.
I love it. I'm sure there'll be lots of takers. Kevin, for those who are not familiar with this story, go back and tell us once again about how you got into this crazy business.
Well, you know, again, I've been coaching for a long time, 30 plus years. I started in St. Joe's and Rose Ellen Grammar School basketball. And, you know, I had a guy ask me to take a team, and it was, you know, starting like the next week. So we had a difficult first year and kind of got the kids better the next year in seventh and eighth grade. And the principal of St. Patrick's High School in New Jersey's son was on that team. And then he hired me after watching me with the seventh and eighth grade kids to be the varsity coach at St. Patrick's. And quickly we were able to get that into to be one of the better teams in the nation. We've had some great players. We had Shaheen Holloway, the coach of Seton Hall now, was my first high-level All-American player. And then we had Al Harrington, who was a Naismith Player of the Year. We had, you know, Kyrie Irving and Samuel Dalembert and a bunch of really talented players. And then, you know, 13 years ago, I came to Montverde Academy in Florida. And, you know, we've been able to have a lot of success and a lot of talent here over the last 13 years.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about this ball club. We'll get to Cooper Flag in just a moment. But, you know, you've put together another dynamite team. You've got the Nationals coming up at the end of March. But what has made this team so special and unique?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, one, we have 6 seniors that, and we actually start 6 guys. Even Cooper Flagg has had several games he hasn't started, so the kids are unselfish. So they've rotated starters, pretty much in a pattern, because all these guys had the talent to be, you know, starting, and they're all, you know, I mean, we have, you know, Curtis Givens, who's, you know, really unsung and unselfish. He's going to LSU. He's probably the best defensive guard in the country. And then we have Rob Wright, a point guard, who's, you know, again, averaging like 12 points, going to in about 8 assists, going to Baylor. We have Liam McNeely, who's, you know, a highly ranked kid. I think he's ranked 11th in ESPN. He's going to Indiana, and he's shooting 46% from 3. And then we have Asa Newell, who's 12th in the ESPN class, and we have Derek Queen, who's 10th in the ESPN class, that are big guys. Derek's going to Maryland, and Asa's going to Georgia. So we have, you know, we have a really close group of guys. They really practice hard every day. They run every sprint hard. They're really unselfish, and they're really committed to each other. They really like each other off the court, and they're good friends besides being really good players, and they're very unselfish. Like I said, I think Cooper and Derek are averaging 16 a game. We have 3 guys averaging 12, and then Curtis is averaging about 8, and he's our best defender. So they really don't care who gets the points or even rotating starters. They just want to win, and they want to get better and get ready for college and have a chance, hoping to be playing one day in the NBA or Europe, wherever their skills will take them.
Well, let's talk about Cooper. Obviously, we've just announced that he's won our National Player of the Year. This kid, Kevin, has been on the radar for several years now, you know, burst on the scene in the summertime. And that name, I think, you know, plus his brother, gets your attention. But what makes Cooper, I think, so unique is that he comes from a part of the country that really doesn't supply a great deal of upper-level basketball talent, the state of Maine. I mean, this kid is really unique, isn't he?
Kind of unique. You know, you don't think as Maine, as a state that's produced a lot of high flying athletes in sport, especially basketball, or, you know, a lot of high level basketball players that are end up being professionals or college type stars. But, you know, Cooper is a, you know, terrific athlete and, you know, just has that dog in him. And, you would probably stereotype or profile that he comes from a different part of the country that's, you know, traditional for high-level basketball and athletes. But because he's, you know, a tremendous shot blocker, he's way over the rim. And, you know, he's got that swagger and dog in him that you often seen in city kids, you know, back in the day in New York, in Jersey City, and in different areas like that, where, you know, guys were confident and, you know, kind of just had that, you know, basketball toughness about him. So he's just been terrific and, you know, just been a great, great honor to coach him for the last 2 years. And he's gotten so much better. He works really hard and he's really humble besides being a talented player.
Well, that speaks to his parents and obviously his work ethic. What do you think he does best?
You know, I think his strength isn't necessarily one thing. I think his strength is his versatility. You know, like I said, I think he's averaging on a team, and it doesn't sound like crazy numbers, but our team again has, you know, five kids that probably could have made the McDonald's game if they went just by a vote count, and not a limitation of only allowing three. So he's more than willing to share, and he's, you know, he's getting 16 points, 8 rebounds, you know, number of blocks, number of steals, number of assists, you know, so he really fills the stat sheet up. And I think the scary thing with him, even though he's you know, deserving of this award, I think he can get a lot better, because I think all those areas, he's just starting to really, he's starting to shoot the ball a lot better from the perimeter. He's starting to, you know, learn how to, you know, hey, how do I excel in getting zoom handoffs? How do I excel in getting pin downs? And, you know, really what people are grabbing and holding you. So we've been doing a lot of work on, you know, using a ball screen, using zoom handoffs, using pin downs when guys are grabbing and holding, and really learning how to get yourself free and change pace, change speed. So you're utilizing screens and getting more shots off for the elite higher levels, you know, so what's going to be coming next year to him. But, you know, again, I just think his biggest strength is his versatility as opposed to any one thing. And he is, you know, at this level, he's an you know, elite shot blocker. He can really change shots of people when he's in the area. People are concerned, and often people miss because he might have blocked one earlier in the game, and they're, you know, they're kind of still remembering that.
You've sent so many great players to Duke over the years, and now John Shire and, of course, Coach K before him, they know they're getting a well-coached high school player to come into their program. But I know that John Shire cannot wait to get this kid on campus. I mean, he is just, seems to me like he is the perfect player for Duke and Coach Shire.
Yeah, I think Duke fans, I mean, will really appreciate Cooper. I think it will be mutual. I think he'll appreciate, you know, he loves the Duke crowd and the intensity that it brings, and the spotlight that you're Duke, that everybody's, you know, coming with their best shot for you, and you got to really be competitive and bring it all the time. And I think it'd be interesting to see who ends up returning to the roster, but, you know, hopefully he has the year that could put Duke in a Final Four situation and have a chance to be a national champion.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for your time. We love catching up with you. We can't wait to see you and hand out these awards. But all the best, buddy. This is fantastic, what you've got going down in Orlando, and we salute you and your program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, that's it for this week. Make sure you download, subscribe, and tell all your friends about our Naismith podcast. This is our biggest month. Run up right to the Final Fours in Cleveland and in Phoenix. We'll be announcing all of our award winners. We cannot wait to share the news with you. And we're so excited to honor these great coaches and players, too. We work all year for this, and this is our time, and we are thrilled to have you along with the ride with us right here on the podcast, and hope to see you at our various meeting places around the country as we reveal these awards coming up in the next few weeks. Next week, we're going to be talking with the Sporting News' Mike DeCourcy. We'll be a week away from Selection Sunday. We're getting geared up for the NCAA tournament for both the men and the women. We'll talk with Mike, get his thoughts, our annual visit with one of the great college writers of all time, Mike DeCourcy, on the podcast next week. Until then, from all of us here at the Naismith Awards in Atlanta, Bob Rathbun saying so long.